Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into the world of young innovators today.
Always exciting.
It really is. So much energy there. We're looking at InventFuture Doc Global's Future Bay newsletter.
Yeah.
Issue number 2, December 2024.
Oh, great issue.
It is. It's packed with stories about young change makers and their incredible work, honestly.
Yeah.
And we're going to unpack the highlights, of course. But I think what's even more interesting is what these trends tell us about the future.
The future of innovation, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So where do we even begin with all this?
Well, I think it's a fascinating look at how the next generation is tackling problems, global problems, with creativity and ingenuity.
Absolutely. Okay, let's just jump right in. The newsletter kicks off with this, the Global Innovation Challenge, or GIC.
The GIC, yep.
This isn't your typical science fair. This is huge, a massive platform for young innovators.
It's grown so much, too.
It really has. In just a few years, it's gone from 10 participating countries to 25.
Yeah. I think that really reflects a surge in youth-led innovation worldwide. And what's really striking to me is the diversity of their approaches.
Totally.
I mean, this year's winners include a device that helps children with cerebral palsy to walk.
Amazing.
Tools that make cooking safer for people with upper limb differences.
Wow.
And even a blockchain-based online voting platform.
Blockchain for voting. That's fascinating. Can you tell us a little more about that? How could that even work?
Yeah, well, blockchain is really good at security and transparency.
Okay.
It creates like a tamper-proof record of votes.
Yeah.
So it makes the process more trustworthy. And it could really reduce fraud.
Mm.
And that could be really important in places where, you know, the voting systems are a little weaker.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's meet some of these GIC winners.
Okay.
All right. So first up, we have Sanjay Vinathkumar. He was inspired by his brother to design something called Tip-Tac-Toe TRK. It helps children with toe walking.
I love stories like that.
Right. So personal. Mm. And for anyone who doesn't know, toe walking is when a child walks on their tiptoes. And, you know, it's more common than you'd think. It affects about 2% of kids over 5.5.
Yeah. It's amazing to see that personal connection driving innovation. It's like he took a challenge and turned it into something that can help other people.
Right. Okay. Next, we have Safe Cooking from Ruheng Lu and Mingyan Tang. They created a whole set of devices to address a really serious need.
Yeah.
Especially in China, where over 3 million people live with upper limb impairments.
You know, think about how that impacts daily life. Like, cooking can be dangerous if you don't have full dexterity.
Right.
So Safe Cooking offers a way for people to be more independent.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen, which is something many of us take for granted.
Absolutely. Okay. Next up, we have Yusei Okamoto. He tackled voter apathy.
Oh, interesting.
Particularly among young people, which I think is something we talk about a lot. You know, young people aren't engaged.
Yeah. Right.
So he designed Evokoku, and it's a blockchain-based online voting system.
So this really highlights how technology can change civic engagement, right?
Yeah.
Making voting easier, more secure. It has the potential to empower people who feel like they're not being heard.
Yeah, and I think it's a good reminder that young people are not just interested in technology for technology's sake.
No, they're not.
They're using it to solve social and political issues.
Yes, they're making a difference.
Making a real difference. Okay. Next, we have Suchita Srinivasan from the U.S.
Okay.
Her device is called Cura, and it addresses torticollis.
Oh, yeah. Torticollis.
Which causes an abnormal head tilt. It affects one in 250 newborns. And even adults sometimes experience it.
What I find really interesting about Cura is that it's a warning system,
yeah,
not a correcting device. So it lets users know if they're tilting their head too much, which can help prevent problems.
Yeah.
So it's proactive.
Not just reacting after the fact.
Exactly. And it really speaks to a shift in how we think about healthcare, you know, moving towards prevention.
Totally. Okay, let's move on from healthcare. Let's go to tackling hunger. This is a team from India. We have Nandan Hegde, Laisha Prescient, an Anthanarian, and Pranav. And they've developed something called Rationese to improve how food rations are distributed.
Wow.
Yeah, they're addressing things like long queues and limited access. So they're making it more efficient.
More efficient and more equitable.
Right.
Making sure people get their food without all these hurdles.
It's amazing how they saw a problem in their community and used technology to fix it.
It really shows how aware they are of their social responsibility.
Yeah.
They're building a more just world.
Absolutely. Okay, then there's Taiwan Liquin Bugiyong. He's only 10 years old.
10 years old?
10 years old. And he's from the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And he's created something called the Oil Strider Bot. It's amazing, honestly.
Wow.
It's an AI-powered, solar-powered ship, and it combats ocean pollution.
What?
uses special foam to soak up oil spills, and it picks up trash. 10 years old.
That's remarkable.
It really is. It just shows that age is not a barrier when it comes to solving big problems, you know? He combined technology and sustainability. It's fantastic.
Inspiring.
He's definitely raised the bar.
He has.
But these GIC winners are only one part of this Futura issue. So let's move on. Let's talk about the Global Innovation Field Trip, GIFT.
Oh, GIFT?
GIFT. So can you explain what GIFT is all about?
So think of GIFT as a massive free online event.
Oh, okay.
It's 24 hours long.
Wow.
And it brings together young innovators and educators from all around the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah, to share their stories and projects.
So it's like a global network of inspiration.
Exactly.
And it's been successful, right?
Hugely successful. Over 1,800 presenters from 74 countries have participated.
Wow.
And all of their stories are archived in the Library of Innovation, so anyone can explore them.
That's great. Okay, mark your calendars, everyone. The next GIFT is April 12, 13, 2025.
It's going to be great.
I bet. Okay, let's shift gears a little bit. This issue of Futura also has this piece by Julie Shively on paying it forward.
Oh, yeah, great article.
And it's a theme that seems to run through a lot of these stories, don't you think?
Absolutely. It really shows how innovation goes beyond just the technology. Mm. It's about building a better world.
Through our actions.
Yeah. And she argues that paying it forward isn't just about helping others, it's about creating a cycle of generosity.
Yeah. She lists five reasons to embrace this idea: the impact on others, the inspiration it provides, the connections it fosters,
right,
the boost to personal well-being, and of course, creating a better world.
It reminds us how connected we all are.
And even small acts can make a difference.
And a lot of these young innovators are tackling social issues head on, which I think fits in really well with this theme.
Absolutely. It's not just about personal gain, it's about making a difference.
Exactly.
Okay, speaking of making a difference, this next event highlights that spirit.
Okay.
The International Kids Conference. It's wrapped up on November 23rd.
Big event.
It's a global stage for kids.
8 to 17.
To showcase their projects.
Amazing.
And it's not just science projects. We're talking STEM, art, social impact, even entrepreneurship.
Global, too. I mean, this year, presenters came from 9 countries.
Wow.
Keynote speakers from 6, moderators from 4. It just shows the interest in fostering innovation.
Yeah. And IKC doesn't just end at presentations. They actually help these kids develop essential skills.
Oh, like what?
Like storytelling, communication, social awareness. So they can advocate for their ideas effectively.
That's so important.
It is.
Nurturing that next generation.
Exactly. Okay, let's hop over to Ramat Gan in Israel.
All right.
Gullet Zamler, she coordinates experiential hackathons, had a chance to see some student projects at Shankar College. 2 in particular caught her eye.
Oh, what were they?
So they were from a hackathon between the city's education department and the college, and the theme was urban sustainability.
It's great how they're bringing together all these different people, different ages.
Right, cross-generational.
Yeah. So important for tackling these complex issues.
Exactly. One of the projects was smart bottle recycling.
I love that.
It's so cool. So it encourages people to recycle plastic bottles, and then it uses those bottles as material for 3D printers.
Wow. A closed loop system.
It tackles waste and creates resources.
Brilliant.
I know, right? And participants actually earn points for recycling, which they can then use to print stuff.
So they get rewarded.
Yeah. It's sustainability and engagement all rolled into one.
Love it.
Okay. The other's project, Energy Saving in Educational Institutions, it's all about managing electronic devices in schools to reduce energy.
Does it work?
Yeah. They're already using it in a school, and it's getting great results.
Just so practical.
Oh, I know, right? Okay, now let's go to Brazil.
Okay.
We're going to a school there, E.M. Irmã Maria Horta.
Okay.
The students there did this project on the impact of waste on the marine environment. It was really interdisciplinary.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It involved Portuguese, math, art, geography, history, chemistry, physics, biology.
Wow. That's a lot of subjects.
I know, right?
So they're engaging with the issue from all angles.
Yeah, they really are. And it wasn't just reports and presentations. They turned their research into artwork.
Beautiful.
Yeah. One student painted this picture of a whale trapped inside a bottle. Another one painted a polluted environment next to a clean one.
Really powerful imagery.
It is, right. And they even built a robotic turtle sculpture that gets tracked in a fishing net.
Oh, wow.
And on top of that, they created a digital game.
A game.
Where you control a diver who has to collect trash before it sinks to the bottom of the ocean.
It's a really fun way to educate people.
It is. Oh, and they designed a fashion collection.
What?
I know, right?
Okay.
Inspired by the marine environment.
They really took it to the next level.
They did. Okay. Let's explore something else.
Okay.
The Innovate for Change Challenge in the Philippines.
What's that?
So, this program helps students use design thinking to solve problems, real-world problems.
I like.
And they've got some amazing results. 7 of their participants ended up becoming finalists in the Global Innovation Challenge.
Wow.
I know. And many more went on to the International Kids Conference. And their projects tackled all sorts of things, from ocean cleanup to deforestation, even improving study habits.
So diverse.
Right. It shows they're not waiting around for someone else to fix things.
They're stepping up.
Taking charge.
Exactly.
Okay, speaking of taking charge, Future Eye also looks at teen entrepreneurs.
Oh, yeah, that's a big trend.
It is. A recent survey found that 60% of teens would rather be entrepreneurs than have traditional jobs.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there are a few reasons.
Yeah.
They see role models, especially online, who are entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Want freedom. They want to be their own boss.
Makes sense.
And they're also more aware of, like, the economy.
Right.
They know that entrepreneurship can be a good option.
It's a changing job market, for sure.
It is. And it's not all about money for these teens.
No.
A lot of them want to make a positive impact.
That's great.
Align their business with their values.
Yeah.
They're not afraid to challenge things.
Awesome.
And they're not just jumping in blindly.
What do you mean?
They're learning. They're getting guidance from people who have experience.
Oh, good.
They're joining programs to get the skills they need. And I think that's a call to action for all of us, you know?
To help them.
To mentor these young people and support them.
I agree.
Okay, now let's take a quick detour. Let's talk about comics.
Comics.
Comics. This issue highlights the MC Detective Agency. It's a comic book series.
What's it about?
It makes learning chemistry fun.
Oh, cool.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It follows these two young detectives, and they use chemistry to solve mysteries.
Fun.
Each story teaches scientific concepts.
That's such a creative way to get kids interested in science.
It really is. It shows them that science isn't just boring, it's an adventure.
Love it.
Okay, last but not least.
What have we got?
This issue also talks about career in STEM.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
It's a platform for middle and high school students, and it helps them explore STEM careers.
How does it work?
It has virtual job shadows, career test drives, even monthly challenges.
That's a great way to help young people figure out their path.
Exactly. It gets them excited about STEM,
yeah.
You know, empowers the next generation of scientists and engineers.
A great investment in the future.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for our look at Futura Issue Now 2, Part 1.
So much good stuff.
There really is.
Exciting.
It is. But we have more to explore, so we're going to take a quick break and come back with more from Futura and the World of Young Innovators. And we're back, continuing our deep dive into Futura Issue Number 2.
It's incredible to see how much this issue covers. From, you know, individual innovations to global programs.
It really is. It paints such a vivid picture of what innovation could look like in the future.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, from everything we've talked about, what's your main takeaway? What really struck you from all these stories?
You know, amidst all these projects, I think what stands out is the theme of empowerment.
Empowerment.
Yeah. These young people aren't waiting around.
They're taking action.
Exactly. Right. They're using their creativity, their passion, their skills to make a difference.
That's inspiring.
It really is. And it's not just about individual empowerment.
What do you mean?
It's about collaboration, too.
Oh.
They're connecting globally, sharing ideas, supporting each other.
A network of change makers.
Yeah, a movement.
Wow.
And it's all driven by this shared vision for a better future.
That's a powerful observation. This issue really showcases the importance of community.
Absolutely.
The interconnectedness of innovation.
It reminds us that we all have a part to play.
Right.
Whether we're mentoring someone, encouraging a child's curiosity, or just sharing these stories.
Spreading the word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can all create an environment where young people feel empowered.
To make a difference.
To make a difference.
So for our listeners out there, what's the key takeaway here? How can they, you know, tap into this?
I think it starts with a mindset.
A mindset.
Of possibility. Instead of focusing on the problems, we should look at the potential solutions.
Right.
And be inspired by their energy, their belief in a better future.
It's a shift in perspective.
Exactly. And don't underestimate mentorship.
If you have experience,
share it.
Guide them. Support them.
Even just listening to their ideas, you know, validating their passions, that can make a huge difference.
Sometimes a little spark is all it takes.
Absolutely.
Speaking of sparks, this issue also features a project that aims to do just that.
Oh, What's that?
The MC Detective Agency.
I've heard of that.
It's a comic book series, and it makes learning chemistry fun.
Oh, that's cool.
I know, right? It follows these two young detectives who use chemistry to solve mysteries.
So engaging.
It is. It's a great way to show kids that science doesn't have to be boring.
It can be an adventure.
Exactly. Okay, Futra also highlights career in STEM.
That's a great platform.
It is. It's designed to help students, middle and high schoolers, explore STEM careers.
And it provides them with real-world experiences, right?
Yep. Virtual job shadows, career test drives, challenges.
A fantastic way to spark their interest.
And empower the next generation of scientists and engineers.
Investing in the future.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, that concludes our exploration of future issue NAR.
Phew, it's been a journey.
It has been. We've seen so many inspiring stories.
The future is full of possibility.
It really is. And before we sign off, a quick reminder that the next issue of Future will be out early 2025.
Can't wait.
And they're encouraging readers to contribute their own stories. You can even volunteer for the editorial team.
That's great. A platform for shared experiences.
Exactly. If you're interested, you can find all the contact information for InventFuture.global online and in the newsletter.
Get involved.
So, to our listeners, we have a challenge for you.
Oh, a challenge.
What spark will you ignite? How will you contribute to a brighter future?
Remember, innovation can be so many things.
It's not just inventions.
It can be a new way of thinking, a creative expression, an act of kindness.
Even the smallest actions can make a difference.
They can.
They can. Okay, on that note.
Yes.
We're going to wrap up this deep dive into Futura.
I'm feeling inspired.
Me too. We hope you are too.
We'll be back.
We will. Until next time. Keep those sparks of innovation flying.
It's about taking ownership.
Yeah, believing that we can each make a difference.
Exactly. And, you know, this issue of Futura, it gives us a roadmap.
It does.
Inspiration for anyone who wants to, you know, make a change.
It's a call to action. Tap into that potential.
Stay curious. Embrace that innovator within and never stop exploring.
The future is waiting to be shaped.
And we can all be a part of it.
Beautifully said.
Mm.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into Futura issue number 2. It's been a journey, hasn't it?
It has.
We've seen so much to be hopeful for.
The future is bright.
It really is.
Yeah.
So until next time, keep those innovative sparks flying.